Thank you, Blessing Zulu. Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America. Today is Friday, August 16, 2018. Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Chris Gande.
And I'm Kip Stube.
Studio 7 is going out to you on 909 medium wave and on the 4930-5940 and 15455 shortwave frequencies.
On the internet, you can find us at www.studio7news.com or www.voazimbabwe.com.
Here are our top stories this evening.
The MTC formation of Prime Minister Moken Tsvangirai has withdrawn its petition to the Constitutional Court that it sought to nullify the July 31st general election results.
MDCT Treasurer Roy Bennett says he's stepping aside from full-time involvement in his party, taking exception at what he calls a departure by some of his colleagues from the movement's founding principles and values.
If the party goes into another government of national unity and sits down and agrees with ZANU-PF, then definitely my resignation will be in and I'll get on with my life, because it's obvious that you cannot work with ZANU-PF. They have not the people's interest at heart. They are totally corrupt, and there's no way I can have anything to do with that.
The MDCT has dispatched Deputy Prime Minister Thokozani Kube and Minister Mr. Tsvangirai's top aide to lobby regional leaders to discuss the Zimbabwean election crisis at the SADC summit in Lilongwe, Malawi.
And Botswana's deportation of a 96-year-old Sikh Zimbabwean man who had lived in that country for 70 years stuns Zimbabweans and Botswana.
We start off with major breaking news. The MTC formation of outgoing Prime Minister Moken Tsvangirai has announced the withdrawal of its electoral court case ahead of tomorrow's hearing, saying the failure by the High Court to compel the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission to release the evidence they wanted puts them on the back foot. The decision was taken by the party's national executive, which met in Harare today. The Constitutional Court was set to hear the MTCT's challenge, in which the party is disputing President Robert Mugabe's re-election. But spokesman Douglas Monzora tells Studio 7's Tukameli Komo there is no way they could have argued their case effectively without the papers they had requested from ZEC.
First of all, we are unable to proceed with this matter because we have not been given up to this day, up to this very minute, we have not been given key material that is in the possession of ZEC. Material relating to, for example, how many people were voted while on the voters' roll, how many people who were not on the voters' roll voted, how many people were turned away. All this material is in the possession of ZEC. And we applied for this material in the court. The court, the electoral court, reserved the judgment and said they will pass their judgment later. Now we are just a few hours to the court tomorrow, and the judge, the electoral court, Judge Bunu, has not yet made a ruling on the material. We cannot proceed in court without this key material. Number two, these are the threats that were made at Heroes Acre by President Mugabe, who said that the decision of ZEC to declare him the winner was itself and it was irreversible. And he said this in the presence of the Chief Justice of Zimbabwe, who is going to be the head of the Constitutional Court tomorrow. And we find this unacceptable that such utterances and threats are made in the presence of the judges who are going to hear the case.
So what's the strategy, Mr. Monzora? How are you guys going to move forward?
Well, certainly, this is a political matter and this is a political case, and we are going to deal with it politically. But what we didn't want is to take the people of Zimbabwe for a ride, to have the people of Zimbabwe think that there's a trial going on where, when it is a big opera, when it is a big play. We cannot do that to our people. There is no justice to expect. If Zimbabweans have no audience in their own courts, then why should we go to the same courts?
MTCT spokesman Douglas Monzola in Harare.